Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God loves us, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I thank God that He's moving by the Holy Spirit. I love learning from the Lord our God and King. Everything that the Lord expresses, everything that He teaches me, it helps me to go forward and understand what He's doing. And I always wanted to be a part of something that would help people know God. That's my passion. I want people to know Him. When people don't know Him and they're not learning of Him, and knowing their potential in Him, I consider that a waste when they're not learning of God or learning Him properly. And if you can learn Him properly, you can be learning properly, and then your life will be stronger, your influence will be stronger, your advice will be better, and the way you influence people will be greater, and people are more apt to see God for who He is and choose life. See, everything works together, and those that are people that break through are the most, they become an asset to the Lord, a blessing. People that compromise, they become less of an asset. Now, it's not about works. It's about the love of God. God loves you for you, not what you can do for Him. But in order to harness the value of time or the value of sowing and reaping, we must live in Him. We must learn Him. We must receive Him and learn to live in His strength. You know, when I learned to live in His strength, that was the game changer. And when I learned to love in His strength, that was the real game changer. And that, you know, for years, young men, you know, as a young man, I was kind of cocky, a positive thinking, cocky young man. I felt like I could do anything. And actually you can, but not in yourself. So in ministry, I did things in God's strength. But in business, I did things in my strength. And it took a long time to catch on and learn the concepts of doing things in the strength of God. So in business, I didn't do as well, but in ministry, I excel. So that means if you learn to do things in the Lord's strength, you can excel at anything. And I know people would ask, well, why would you excel in one way and not another? It's the way I processed and looked at it. In business, for whatever reason, I just try to do my part, do my work. You know, you're working and you get paid for your work. But the emotional end of it, I tried to handle that part in my strength. And so I failed. Now, this is what I mean by the emotional element of it. And I'm just looking back on it, trying to explain what was going on. The Lord taught me something about the heart. He taught me that people do what's in their heart, not what's logical, not what's always best. But whatever's in their heart, that's what they're going to do. And if you don't change what's in your heart, then it's going to be very difficult to change what you're doing every day. But when you change what's in your heart, it's easy to change your actions. When Gabriel came to Mary and told her about Jesus, she pondered those things in her heart. That helped her get on board with the fact that she's going to have a child and never been with a man, and people are going to know that she's pregnant. And they know that she wasn't married yet. And she knew that there would be a stigma. and then the child would be a savior, and that she would have to watch him die for everybody. But she pondered him in her heart so that she could get on board. See, the Lord used Mary to help me understand the heart. He gave me a message a long time ago in the late 80s saying, what is in your heart? And I had to explain how the heart works. Well, the way I worked, your habit system is in the habit system is what's in your heart. That's what you habitually do. And that comes from the products of what's in your heart and how you process and how you think. So in my heart, I didn't want to be the kind of person that charged too much or took advantage of somebody. And I charged less than I should have. In other words, when I worked at dealerships, I charged what the mechanic would make, not what the dealership would charge, and not what other businesses would charge, but I was a business. So I continually charged what a mechanic would receive at a dealership, or what a mechanic would receive out of business, not what the business would charge, but I became a business. So because of that, I had problems. I had terrible problems because I couldn't upgrade my tools fast enough. The cars were changing and I was using tools that was outdated. I had to sometimes when I was working, I had to stop working and go buy tools and then come back and finish the job because I didn't have the tools. I didn't have nobody I could borrow one from to get by. I had to go buy it. If a bolt broke, one time I had to go buy a cordless drill. And I had to take things apart so it'll fit where I could drill the bolt out. So I had things, you know, challenges. But if I had charged like a business, then my life would have been much better and different. But it took time to catch on to what the Lord was showing me. See, he would tell me that I had to charge more, but I had a conscience about it. It was in my heart. The way I thought, the thinking process, it's very difficult for a person to change that thinking process. But in ministry, I didn't know what to do in the first place, so I relied on the Lord. So in ministry, I was able to receive his word. It wasn't even hard to receive from God because that's what I was looking to him. I was counting on him because I didn't know what to do. But in business, I felt like I knew what to do, but I was wrong. And when things are not working, something's wrong. So I began to seek the Lord about what was wrong. And it took, and when he would answer me, you know, I still had to deal with the way I thought and the things that I picked up. And I used to go to a church that say, well, God send you problems so that help you grow up. So you had all these things going on. And I had to break through some things. When God tell you something, in order for you to believe it, sometimes you got to break through the way you think, the way you used to process it. And in later years, I learned to go in the Word and find the same situation and see how other people handle it. And then, you know, you process it. Well, it's okay to do it right. It's okay to charge more money than what you're used to. You have to look at the overall cost and the cost of living. See, the cost of living gets higher and higher. I can't charge for a brake job or engine overhaul in 2020 like I used to charge in 1985. Because the economy is different and it won't fit. So you have to charge more. And then some will say, well, the car's only worth $500 and it's going to cost $2,500 to fix it. That's irrelevant. If they want the car fixed, that's just what it costs to fix it. And when I do major work, I tell people, I say, well, if you build this engine, and then you have an accident, the insurance company is only going to pay you what the car is worth at the miles that's on it. And they may not pay you for the engine. You know, you may suffer a loss there. And sometimes they say, well, we like the car, we're going to fix it. But I give them good information so they can make a sober choice. Now, when you learn from the Lord, you have to make adjustments. Wherever you have to make adjustments. And I used to get not try to charge less because the car was not worth as much. But it's not my responsibility to pay for somebody else's problem, because I'm required to pay for my own house. I'm required to take care of my own family. I'm doing work and I have to charge for my labor. See, all these adjustments that the Christian people, these are challenges that I've seen other Christian people have problems with, because they love God. Now, they are sincere, they love God, but they want to do right. But you also have to do right according to the Word of God yourself. And it took years to get to a point where I could make adjustments and get on board and break through. I had to break through some things. The Lord taught me about business. I said, Lord, you teach me everything I need to know ministry-wise, and I'm making shipwreck with my business. So he taught me business. I got a notebook. I wrote down what he said. I wrote down a business plan. But it was difficult for me to agree with it and do it. I knew it was of God. I knew it was right. But I still had my way of doing things. And then the Lord blessed me. My cousin, Parnell, he married my cousin. So he was a Shoney's manager at one time. And he's smart. And he took auto mechanics in high school. So he would fix cars on the side. We eventually had a business together. And I was more in depth with mechanic work, but he was more in depth with business. And I watched him in business. We made decisions together. and he was doing what God taught me in that notebook, what I wrote in the notebook. He was doing it. So now I had the information God gave me, and also I had a visual. And that helped me to make the adjustments I needed to make. If you don't make the adjustments you need to make, people may think you're crazy. You're not crazy. Everybody has whatever's in their heart. They have the challenge of breaking through concepts that are there. That's not always easy. It takes the Word of God to do it. And when I say breakthrough, you have to determine to do it God's way more than your way. And it doesn't have to take a long time. But whatever's a challenge, you can ask the Lord and He will help you make the right decisions. He'll help you make the adjustments you gotta make. He'll help you break through. If you don't feel strong enough to break through, the Holy Spirit can be a spirit of might in your life. He'll give you the inner strength to break through. Now, once you receive information from Him, knowledge, wisdom, counsel, break through and use it. Add it to your life. You start using it in your life and it'll get easier and easier to break through and do what He's saying. Now, I had a reference for what ministers were going through. I told them the word that God gave me, but they had the same problem I had in business. And I had compassion on them. I loved them. I wanted to see that ministry go to full fruition and not be limited. But they all stayed limited because they did not break through. And they didn't break through because something else was in their heart beside what God was saying. And they didn't rise up against the challenge of what God was saying. They didn't do what God was saying. because other things were in their heart. This doesn't mean that they were evil, but that they remained limited. And they didn't break through. And they and their ministry couldn't be what God, what the visions that God showed me that it could be. Now I had to know this. It wasn't fun knowing that somebody could be doing something much greater, and now they're limited, and that wonderful vision is not going to happen. And I kept seeing, and it stirred me. I said, Lord, I want to know, do you have anybody that will follow you? I said, before I go to heaven, I want to work with a ministry that loves you, that follows you, and that's progressive. And he sent me to the church I go to now, which is progressive. And then he gave me an assignment. Now, he taught me about ministry, but he didn't give me an assignment except for helping other people get on board with him. But he used those things as a platform to teach me what not to do, and all in hopes that they would do what God, you know, what they were capable of. But I understood that people don't go for it because they got something else in their heart. Remember, knowledge is at war with knowledge. The knowledge of God is at war with the deception of Satan. But people don't see deception of Satan as deception. They see it as knowledge. That's why I say war. Knowledge is at war with knowledge. The knowledge of God is at war with the knowledge of Satan. Even the restrictions, the enemy knew that I was restricting myself. And I was in agreement with what I was doing, even though it wasn't working. And then the Lord had to help me overcome. So when you follow God, when you do it His way, your life will work. It's going to get better. You may not see how, but you're just going to have to trust the counsel that He's providing you with. You got to trust the knowledge that He provides you with. And you got to trust the wisdom that He provides you with. And then sometimes if you're getting out of bounds, you got to trust the fear of the Lord while the love of God is still in you. Because none of these wonderful things will work if there's no love. Because only the love of God will motivate you, right? If the fear of the Lord come upon you and there's no love of God, it won't attach to anything. And you won't change your ways, your heart. And it'll take, you may not come back. So it's important to follow God. Because it's got to be your will. You got to be in agreement. You got to come to a point. Breaking through is coming to a point you totally agree with God and not Satan. You totally agree with God and you totally reject Satan. That's breakthrough. And you have to break through to partake of a ministry. You can't receive what a ministry is offering if you don't break through, if you don't receive what God is saying and reject what Satan has said. And you can't be an asset to a ministry and help the ministry grow if you don't break through. You have to break through to partake of the ministry, and you have to break through also to be a blessing to the ministry, any ministry. You can be a complainer, or you can be a blessing, or you can just be a partaker. Being a partaker is better than nothing, because if you're a partaker, you're receiving what God is saying, and then it gets that'll get in your heart, and eventually you'll be a contributor. Now, breaking through is very important, and people break through in stages of their life. We come to the Lord as we are, and we learn and we grow. But the more we grow, the more we receive of the Lord, the greater we can break through and the better we can be. And that's why I don't disqualify anybody. I want everybody to know their God-given capabilities. Because when we break through, we become the asset that we were designed to be. See, everybody's designed for greatness right off the bat. God put everything you need to be in your life. But then Jesus came. Jesus got us out of the sin condition and into life. Now it's up to us to continue on and get to know God. And when that happens, breakthrough gets easier and easier. It's much easier for me to break through than it used to be. Because I know I was trained in what to watch out for. And it took a lot of years for me to make the adjustments and see the difference. A lot of people don't break through because they don't see the difference. You're not going to see the difference in the beginning. You see the difference over time. But if you can trust God, it doesn't matter. You're going to break through, and then you're going to see the difference, and you're going to love it. And everybody that you minister to and that see you live, they're going to be blessed. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.